knows where, who knows where.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to Alive. This is Claire here, and thank you once again for joining our program. Now, over the last couple of weeks, we have been listening to Father Antoine giving a very funny talk at times, a rosary. And, of course, this is a perfect lead-up to the National Rosary for Life and Faith, which is going to be prayed on Saturday, the 7th of December at 3 p.m. Now, this is the second year that the Rosary for Life and Faith has been running, and it kind of goes in tandem with the March for Life. So the March for Life was started in 2017 by Family Life International, an Auckland-based pro-life organisation. Last year, Bob Acosgrey, Family First, Voice of the Family, Focus on the Family, and several other organisations joined in, and again, they're teaming up for the third March for Life. So I'll just talk about the March for Life a little bit here, because it precedes the Rosary. So the National March for Life is Saturday, the 7th of December, and the march actually starts at 2 p.m. However, everything kicks off at 12 p.m. So this is going to be in Civic Square, 101 Wakefield Street in Wellington. So there's going to be pro-life stalls, a sausage sizzle, and family-friendly entertainment. Now, I was there last year, and it was a great event. And the march itself, which started at 2 p.m., was a very, very joyous occasion. People just walked slowly through Wellington. There was singing all the way from, led by the group, Mother of Divine Mercy, a whole lot of young people who came down from Auckland, absolutely fantastic. And so people on the pavement were taking photographs and really seemed to be enjoying the whole thing. I think there was about 1,500 people. So I have heard this year that there is going to be a lot more. So if you're listening to this program now, please make plans to head down to Wellington on Saturday, the 7th of December. And actually, if you go down a bit earlier, there is going to be an opening mass offered by Cardinal John Dew. So the night before, there is a Mass for Life, Eucharistic Adoration, and this will be at St. Mary's of the Angels, 17 Buclot Street, Wellington, at 7 p.m. Now, it's on the Feast of St. Nicholas, and the principal celebrant, as I said, Cardinal John Dew. So after Holy Mass, there will be 1 hour of Eucharistic Adoration. So please, if you're going to come down to the march, try and get down there the day before and come to that Mass. It will be really, really moving. A fantastic time. So why are we having a March for Life? Well, more than 500,000 unborn Kiwi lives have been lost to abortion since 1973. So countless women and families and fathers have been wounded physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And every human life is precious. I mean, we love them both, not just one. It's not about what you hear from the pro-choice movement, it's my body, it's my choice, which is a ridiculous statement, really. How can a little unborn baby boy be part of a woman's body? And Biology 101 tells you that that baby is not part of the woman's body. Separate DNA, completely separate individual. So every human life is precious, so come and join the Pro-Life New Zealanders in Wellington on that day for the march and be a voice for the voiceless and let New Zealand know that we love them both. Now, at this very moment, we all know that the abortion committee, select committee, is actually weighing up oral submissions at this very moment, and they're going to make a report which they will submit to government, and the government will vote on it. Now, there are 7 on that select committee, and already 5 have voted for this abortion legislation, which allows a woman to self-refer up to 20 weeks. She doesn't even need to speak to a doctor or anyone. She can go to the street and get an abortion up to 20 weeks. And then between 20 and 40 weeks, she needs one doctor, and if he thinks that it is in her physical and mental well-being, she may be able or be eligible for an abortion. Now, can you imagine that? Abortion up to 40 weeks. And even beyond, in New York, they are discussing whether or not that once a baby is born, to still ask the mother, do you want this baby? And so at that point, if she says no, that baby could be, the life could be ended. Now, that's infanticide. I mean, where have we gone? If I had had a chance to speak to the Abortion Select Committee, and I did ask to, I would have taken probably 20 seconds just to, one by one, look at them silently and just turn and not glare at them, but just ponder. And then if they ask me, what, you know, speak, I would say, well, look, I'm just trying to get my head around. 20 years ago, or definitely 40 years ago, if we had proposed in this country that you end the life of a baby up to 40 weeks gestation, you would have been considered mad and you would have been taken off to an insane asylum. And yet, what has happened to humanity that we are actually discussing this and will probably allow this? What has actually happened? And of course, another thing, it is not, this law is not coming from New Zealand. Of course, in January, New Zealand had its third universal periodic review where our human rights laws were held up against United Nations. And you can go online and read this. And clearly they were found to be wanting, and United Nations suggested that New Zealand take abortion out of the Crimes Act and make it a health issue. Now, that was in January, and lo and behold, in July, that's exactly what it was proposed, that New Zealand's abortion be taken out of the Crimes Act and it be made a health issue. The coincidence is a little bit too convenient. So I thought we were a sovereign nation. You know, we don't want this. And I talk to a lot of women in my work dealing with women facing crisis pregnancy, and they know in their heart of hearts that the baby inside them, you know, is human. And even if people tell them that it's a blob, I mean, they know. And no woman actually wants to end the life of her baby. What she really wants is one person, whether it's the father of the baby, their own mother, or their very best friend, or even a neighbour, to say to them, you can do this and I will be there for you. And they're not hearing that. And also the pressure from our society, pressure from family, pressure from the boyfriend, and they can feel very, very alone. And sometimes people say, well, look, whatever you decide, it's your decision and I'll support you. Well, wrong. I call that the Pontius Pilate support. I mean, you do it and then, you know, I'll wash my hands of it, but it's your decision. That's not what a woman facing a very emotional situation and being very vulnerable wants to hear. You need to step up and support and fight for that baby. So we have more than 500,000 preborn children have been aborted in New Zealand, like I said. So women who I deal with, certainly when I see them and I talk to them, and if they've had an abortion and you discuss, have you ever suffered since then any of these symptoms, if you say depression or anniversary syndrome, when the anniversary of the abortion or the baby's due date comes up, or alcohol abuse, physical abuse, self-hate, suicidal thoughts, etc., etc., etc. Most of them will tick the lot. So we're talking about allowing abortion possibly up to 40 weeks for a woman's mental health. And I would say that if you allow that, you will forever really sabotage that woman's mental health for good. And also, don't forget that these poor people in these abortion clinics, after every abortion, they actually have to put the baby pieces back together. So you've got this dismembered baby that someone has to put back together to make sure that they got everything. Because if they left a limb inside the woman, that could be very, very dangerous for the woman. I mean, can you believe it that we have come to that? Really, really terrible. So what are the aims of the march? To celebrate life and to remember those unborn babies and to increase public awareness about abortion and the impacts on women, on fathers, families and society. It's a peaceful protest, and it's something that all New Zealanders, not just any particular religion or no religion at all, but people of goodwill can come together and united in a common vision for making abortion actually unthinkable. So who should attend? Families, children, health professionals, clergy, religious communities, politicians, and as I said, all people of goodwill. So that starts at 2 p.m. and at 3 p.m. while that march is in progress all over this country, there will be groups gathered in their parishes, and not all parishes, and they will pray a rosary program at 3 p.m. So it's, you know, this initiative, the March for Life, is very, very important, but you must add prayer to this as well. So that's why all over New Zealand there will be a Holy Rosary and plus a whole program. It's about half an hour at 3 p.m. Now, there will be a final road at 4:15, somewhere in Parliament grounds. We will decide that after all of the March for Life speeches have concluded, and there will be a 10-minute break, and then we will go somewhere and do our final rosary. So if you're listening to this and your parish hasn't signed up yet, you can go online and get a website, which is a beautiful website designed by Dan Lim in Christchurch. So if you like the website and you need a website designer, Dan Lim in Christchurch is amazing. So it's coast2coastrosary. coastrosary.co.nz. So that's coastrosary.co.nz. Now, we've got a lot of patrons. We're very, very blessed to have Cardinal Jew as a patron, and he's written a beautiful commentary for us. We've got Bishop Pat Dunn of Auckland, we've got Bishop Colin Campbell of Dunedin, and we have Bishop Dennis Brown of Hamilton, and several other bishops have also commended our efforts. Now, if you are a member of the Legion of Mary, they have also endorsed this rosary, so please gather in your parishes and sign up your parish. It's actually very important to register, because last year we had 75 groups all over the country registered, but I heard that there are about 20 more that didn't register. And it's a shame, because there may have been people in your area who wanted to go and pray but didn't know there was actually a group. So please register so everyone knows where you are. Very, very important. So far we've got about 40 registered groups, and one is actually on the top of One Tree Hill. So One Tree Hill at 3 p.m. They're in love, a wonderful group of South American people. So if you're a South American, head on up to the top of One Tree Hill. That'll be absolutely fantastic. Beautiful day. So we've got people all over the place. And as I said, please sign up if you're parish hasn't signed up already. Now, we've got 40 groups already. I imagine we'll have at least double that in the next couple of weeks. I registered 5 today. They come in pretty fast towards the end. So please make sure you are ready. But at the same time, our first thing in the first instance is to encourage everyone to go to Wellington. That's the first thing. I'll be in Wellington. So go to Wellington. If you can't go to Wellington, then gather in your parish and pray the rosary at 3 p.m. Okay, we've just passed 3 o'clock Divine Mercy time. So this is when we pray this little shortened version of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Now, it's a wonderful prayer to say when a person is dying, because our Lord told Saint Faustina that he promised to stand between the dying person and his Father, the just God and judge, as a merciful Saviour. So it's a great prayer. And if you just, are crying out to God for mercy and for help and whatever else, again, it's a great prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Now, if you're pregnant and worried and you don't know where to turn, there is a great organisation in Auckland, Family Life International, and they have a pregnancy centre, and it's called Gianna's Choice Pregnancy Options and Support. Now, it's called Gianna's Choice after Saint Gianna Beretta Moller. Now, she was a doctor, age 39, in Milan, and she was pregnant with her fourth child, and she discovered that she had a tumour in her uterus, and so she asked the surgeon to take it out very, very carefully, now knowing full well that that was the most dangerous option for her, but it was the only option that could possibly save the life of the baby. So she was monitored very carefully while she was pregnant, but she told the doctor as she went into labour, "Whatever you do, save the life of the baby, I insist." So anyway, the baby was born, Berita, or Gianna Berita, and a week later she died. So she is the patron saint of mothers. And so because of her choice, we have named our pregnancy options and support Gianna's Choice. So it's a good talking point when people, we have a wonderful mobile life centre, which we go around the country. We have recently, well, last weekend before, and the weekend before we were in Rotorua, and it's a wonderful thing. So we can have a clinic in a particular venue. We hope to do that regularly. We do pregnancy tests, we do ultrasounds and all sorts of things, so it's a great thing. So if you are pregnant and worried, there is a number here, 0274 488 070, or another one, 0800 367 5433. That's 0800 367 5433. So it's very, very important, given that the MPs voted last week in the third reading of the euthanasia bill to support it, and they do not respect life. And even though 90% of the submissions, the oral submissions certainly, were against euthanasia, and it's meant to be a conscience vote. Well, if it's a conscience vote, how come everyone of New Zealand First voted against it? No, it's not a conscience vote, it's a party vote, and it's very, very sad that MPs in New Zealand today do not honour and support the dignity of every human being, from conception to natural death. And that's why, as a nation, we must step up. We must have our say, because any law which is passed because of an exception, and there's always one or two people that want this, and okay, so they will push and push and push. But it won't be long before that right to allow yourself to be killed, assisted suicide, will end up to be an obligation for others. And I don't think that's fair. Absolutely, it's not right and it's not fair. Now, a priest in Auckland once said to a group of people about 2 years ago, good news and the bad news. The good news is you escaped abortion. The bad news is you won't escape youth and Asia. So with that cheery note, I think we'll end the program.
The road is long, brother. So on we go.